This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Brent Grain Carts. They invite you to come see them at next week's Farm Progress Show. With the trade sanctions in place, it's hard not to reflect back on what happened in 1980. I'll talk about it coming up after this. Farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairies, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out made in the USA swing away augers and other products specifically for U.S. corn and soybean growers at their 200,000 square foot plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Get the story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show at Boone, August 28th through the 30th. You'll see Brandt grain carts at the combine demos each day at 11, but plan to stop by their lot, too. It's easy to remember, Lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. Want to be number one? Then get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. As I commented on a recent broadcast, trade sanctions that we've put in place in the past have a long tail. They affect our farmers for a long time, and that happened back in 1980. On the 4th of January 1980, when then-President Carter imposed trade sanctions against the old Soviet Union, embargoing our grain sales to the Soviets, punishing them for their invasion of Afghanistan. What happened to that point was our competitors around the world, the Canadians, the Argentinians, the Australians, were more than happy to step up to the plate and fill the void left by our embargo. They sold at a profit to the old Soviet Union. Well, it looks like it's happening again. The report on the Reuters News Service over the weekend was that Chinese companies are confident in securing overseas supplies of soybeans and soybean meal to counter the fall in imports from the United States. A survey of related firms done by the Reuters News Service points to widespread readiness and proactiveness in the industry as Chinese firms are turning to more competitive suppliers from South America and other parts of the world. The Wire Service story said during that period from May to August, over 36 million tons of South American soybeans arrived in China, with more to come then later on this year. The state-owned grain trader, COFCO, apparently has made inquiries on canola, cottonseed, and sunflower seed meal, with a number of countries, including again Canada, and this time Ukraine, and India, making those inquiries to fill the gap left by the reduced imports from the United States. Canadian canola meal is set to arrive in December, according to one report by Reuters. I'll be back after this.